Welcome back to the show, Community Connection, all across our platforms, which are KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM, and yes, we're also on the web. That's a www thing they talk about, and that's at KGMI.com. I'm Bill Davis, your host. Speaking about our website, in case you just miss a phone number or a website or whatever, we post all of our little interview segments here, and we put them up on our podcast page at KGMI.com, podcast. Very top of the page, click it, scroll down, you'll see Community Connection and all the other shows we do here at KGMI as well, so you can listen to those anytime you want to. Zoe Casanova, owner and operator, wash, rinse, repeat, cleaning services with us again today. Seems like, my dear, you and I have a weekly date on Saturdays, don't we?
Yes, we absolutely do. I look forward to it, too.
Yeah. Well, let's give everybody a little history about your business. When I first was told you were coming on with us, wash, rinse, repeat, cleaning services, I thought you were a laundromat, but you're way, way away from a laundromat, aren't you?
You know, we're not above the laundry, though. But yes, we definitely encompass a little bit more than that, yeah.
So
we do all kinds of, mostly we started with commercial cleaning, so we do a lot of offices, some cold storage freezers, things like that, and Airbnbs, and then we also do some residential, so we encompass a lot.
Cold storage freezers, that would require, I would think, a certain type of garb to go in there and clean for a while, considering that it's below freezing the whole time. Is that a specialty? I mean, are there certain certain things that you have to do to get ready for something like that?
You know, not really for that so much, because we typically don't have to deal with what's inside the actual freezers, because with all the food handling and different regulations for that, what we do is more on what they call their docks.
Oh, okay.
So the most you have to deal with is a steady, like, 35 to 40 degrees. So in the summertime, it's great. You get to get nice and cooled off.
Yeah.
In the wintertime, you just want to make it as quick as possible.
Oh, I can understand that. Yeah, I had envisioned your people going in with cleaning supplies with big hunks of meat hanging from the walls, you know. Not
right?
So.
Yeah, all the cleaning supplies would just freeze instantly.
Oh, yeah. I never thought about that. But, unless there's some alcohol or something in there, they're going to freeze immediately. We're talking with Zoe Casanova, Wash, Rinse, Repeat Cleaning Services. And by the way, full disclosure, they're doing a great job at our station. I know that when we finally invited you in after we tried all of our COVID cleaning at the station, you were beyond shocked at the horrible job we had done?
You know, what I was shocked by is how long you guys all lived with it.
Yeah.
When we first got there, it was because, you know, you are all on computers and your monitors were just caked with this coating from these cleaners, and your keyboards were coated with these cleaners that had been it was something that was put on them, but then it was also dust that was just caked on there from, you know, you guys being closed for such a long time and everything. So, you know, once we unearthed it and everything came back and its original color was returned, and, you know, people could touch their phones without getting grossed out, it was a good feeling.
Well, yeah, because, you know, we've talked on previous segments about this. When I would sit down to work at the computer, you told me that it's not a usual office procedure that when you start tapping on the keyboards, that when you lift your hand up, the keyboard comes up with you. That's not supposed to happen, is it?
You know, it's not typical at all. You know, it's really something you want to avoid, and if possible, try not to damage the keyboard in the process.
Zoe Casanova with us today on Community Connection. She's with Wash, Rinse, Repeat Cleaning Services. And I know that you're located in Blaine, but do you go like all over the county, or do you go even further than that?
Yeah, we do. We cover most of Whatcom County and pretty much stick to Whatcom County right now.
Mm-hmm.
We've considered going outside, but right now we're quite busy with everything here. And, you know, so Blaine and Linden, Bellingham, Ferndale, we certainly make the rounds, and we have great partners that help us to be able to take care of all the customers. You mentioned laundry, and that's one of those things that with our Airbnbs that we also will do. And We partner with Ferndale Laundry. And they actually help us to make that a reality so we can flip more places a lot faster.
Yeah, well, that's...
So Markham County is great.
Yeah, we Lisa and I used to be in the Airbnb business, and we did the flipping ourselves way back when we were in that business. I wish we had known about you at that time, because we could have saved a lot of time and money and effort, really, on our part. So you're talking about Airbnb, and you do commercial businesses, mm-hmm. but what about just regular everyday schmo in his home who just doesn't have enough time to do any cleaning? Is that on your agenda as well?
Every single week, we mm-hmm. have our regulars that are either their weekly clients, bi-weekly, some are just monthly. So it just depends. We can customize it for their needs. We have people that are moving into their homes, so they need us to do a nice deep clean for them to get them disinfected, ready for their move-in, and then they have us come in, you know, weekly. Mm-hmm. Others are, you know, retired, and they just need it bi-weekly to save themselves, you know, the time and the energy. And then, you know, some people are just exhausted. They have a lot of kids, or they have their caregivers, and they can really only give so much at that point. They're physically drained, so they
sure.
need some help. So, yeah, we do residential all the time, too.
Speaking of residential, let's say you have pets. Is that a particular challenge for you guys?
It was, until we discovered some tools that make life so much easier.
Yeah.
Because, you know, pet hair can really get pulled up, and it can just avoid your vacuum and things like that. But we have tools now that we've discovered over the years that have made life so much easier, so we can take care of all that wonderful pet hair and make the house livable, especially when it's, like, embedded in the sofa and things
mm-hmm,
like that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't vacuum it out, but there are tools to be used to get it out so you can use your sofa again.
We have two Maine Coon cats in our home, and I can tell you this, because I do a lot of the vacuuming here, I swear to you that I vacuum up a cat about every 3 days, you know, when I empty the canister.
You know, I know you're not joking, because we have a client, and they always apologize for all the dog hair, and it's just, you know, they have wood floors, and it just scatters into...
Sure.
And every crevice underneath the furniture, and it's like, don't worry about it. You know, we just need the time to do it. We'll take care of it.
Oh, excellent. Well, in the time we have left, which is about a minute or so, for those who maybe are still in the Airbnb business and need their places flipped, or if you're a commercial place like we are, Cascade Radio Group, and you're tired of your hands sticking to your keyboard when you spray that icky stuff on there, or you just need some cleaning around the house, what's the best way for people to contact you guys?
Go to our website. We have www.washrinserepeatcleaning.com. You can call us 360-200-8892 or email info@washrinserepeatcleaning.com, and we will get back to you right away. We are available pretty much 7 days a week, so we can be really flexible for your needs.
Excellent. I think I hear your phone ringing right now, and I know you're a busy lady. I want to say thanks again for taking the time to spend with us here on Community Connection. And you want to make a date for next Saturday again?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Bill. I really appreciate you.
Oh, my pleasure. Zoe Casanova with Wash, Rinse, Repeat Cleaning Services. And we'll continue with our big show, Community Connection, here in just a moment on KGMI.